Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning. Tuesday, September the 1st, 2026. First day of September 2026. 19 coming up on 20 minutes past the hour, and we are off and running on this Tuesday morning. First day of September. That means there are 21 days left in summer. Labor Day is 6 days away, and as all of you know, Labor Day is the official end of summer, which does come late this year. I think this is the latest Labor Day can come, because September the 1st is on a Monday, that's Labor Day, but September the 1st is on a Tuesday, so Labor Day will come on the 7th, I believe, if I'm doing my math correctly there. So here we are, and it's a Tuesday morning. Now, I did want to mention, I've made a lot of mention of pumpkin spice. That pumpkin spice season seemingly has not begun or began. Now, it seemed to have started in the fall, autumn, after September 21st, when it all came to be in the beginning. But last year, it started in August, mid-August. And this year, I have seen very few pumpkin spice items. Although, yesterday, I finally saw Hostess, I believe it was Hostess. Let's go with Hostess. Hostess pumpkin spice rolls. Hostess pumpkin spice rolls. So the stuff is out there. It's just not out there as much as possible. You know, I got into a conversation on the program Friday night about Jelly Roll. You know, we all love Jelly Roll. He was the heavy set country music star, and now he's thin. He's done a lot of work and got himself thin, and that's very good. But Jelly Roll got himself in a lot of trouble last week because he made fun. He did a few jokes. He was guest hosting Jimmy Kimmel Live, and he made a few jokes in regard to President Trump, and this upset some people, namely people at Fox News and a representative in Florida who said, Jelly Roll is no longer welcome. I think it was in the Florida Panhandle. He said Jelly Roll was no longer welcome. Let me see. It was Representative Jimmy Patronis. The Panhandle. Yeah. He said Jelly Roll was no longer welcome in the Florida Panhandle. Okay. In any event, so there was some trouble there, and Jelly Roll got in some trouble. Now, I'm not going to bring up the controversy here, but Jelly Roll. Now, what is a Jelly Roll? Now, I understand that a Jelly Roll is probably like a pumpkin roll, but with jelly in the center. But I have never seen anybody selling Jelly Rolls. Have you? I've seen jelly donuts, and I have seen what's the roll that Hostess makes that's so popular? Strawberry cream-filled rolls, I think is what they're called. Can you even buy a jelly roll anymore? Were jelly rolls ever popular? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. See, there's a non-controversial issue. But I'll tell you, this Representative Jimmy Patronis from Florida, he got very upset about these Donald Trump jokes. Apparently, some of the jokes were, Jelly Roll said he shed 300 pounds, and he compared that weight loss to losing an entire Donald Trump. You know, these jokes aren't exactly all that hard-hitting. But it really upset this Representative Petronas from Florida, a Republican, down there in the panhandle. And Petronas said, and let's be honest, based on his approval ratings, it seems like most of the country wants to do the same thing, he said. Well, no, Jelly Roll said that. But Petronas said, Jelly Roll is 100% not welcomed in Florida's panhandle. He wrote on his social media platform X, I don't even want to see his bus on I-10. He's always been the token country star and the libs in California that the libs in California are allowed to enjoy. He ain't country, never was. Take that TDS somewhere else, loser, he added, referring to Trump derangement syndrome. So this Representative Petronas, very upset in Florida over the jokes that Jelly Roll made on Jimmy Kimmel Live last week. In any, do you think somebody should be taken to task for making a joke? You know, I'm not sure that because you make a joke that is emblematic of your politics. You're probably making the joke because you think that's what the audience wants to hear. And maybe the joke's funny. I don't know. Does anybody understand this? 740-383-9944. But apparently it can get you kicked out of the Florida panhandle. When did a representative gain the power to kick people out of parts of their district? I mean, could a representative around here say, you can't come to Marion. You can no longer come to Marion. I don't like what you do. You're no longer welcome here. I don't even think that's a thing. Now, maybe this Representative Petronas was being comical, but maybe not. I don't know. I didn't understand the whole story, to be honest with you. The only thing I got out of the story is do any stores sell anything like a Jelly Roll? And is it just putting jelly on a roll, like a pumpkin roll? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I thought I'd start out nice and calm this morning.
Well, me too. The refrigerated roll section, it's not a cinnamon roll because it's pumpkin spice, but this morning I laid my hands upon pumpkin spice rolls in the refrigerated section, and you go to the Little Debbie section, and it is now pumpkin spice everything, and the pumpkin spice display was set up overnight in the middle of Walmart, and the little donuts and cookies and muffins and cupcakes and all the pumpkin spices. It looks like pumpkin spice threw up last night.
So September 1st must be the official kickoff to the pumpkin spice season.
That must be. Now that you said it must be like all hands on deck. It's time to sling the pumpkin spice. Because the creamer section over the last few days has been gradually changing, but this morning I noticed that there's a lot of fall flavors in there. But then I even told you, I'm noticing a lot of caramel apple seems to be the fall trend. Like, they're trying to work that in before pumpkin spice, so maybe they can, like, I don't like pumpkin spice, so maybe they're trying to appeal to the non-pumpkin spice drinkers, but I don't care for caramel apple either, but it seems like they're trying to get another flavor in there to get a stranglehold on people.
Well, that'll be interesting, because I haven't seen it yet. Now, maybe I'll see it today, since this is the official kickoff to pumpkin spice season.
You're going to step into the Curgé, and it's going to be pumpkin spice everywhere.
It could be. It could be. Now, how do you feel about Jelly Roll?
Okay, I'm not a fan. I know maybe one or two of his songs, but that's what inspired me to call this morning. It kind of made me think of the Ron Prater thing, like, since when aren't people allowed to say what they want to say? Like, the First Amendment, the whole purpose of the First Amendment, because people will go on about it on the Internet. Well, it's my right to say this, you know. Yes, it is your right to say this. You're talking about comments getting deleted or whatever. But it also, a private entity has the right to limit your speech. The First Amendment protects your speech from reprisal from the government. And I don't think people understand that. Like, you can't just walk around, you know, unfettered speech, doing whatever you want, whenever you want. There are limits to it, but when it comes to the government, those limits are a lot less. So, the number one amendment, First Amendment, is to protect our speech from government pushback or government punishment or from government, I guess, extra scrutiny. I mean, they can say what they want to say, but they can't persecute us. You know, they shouldn't be calling us reprobate, and they shouldn't be telling us that we aren't allowed in certain parts of the country. And then actually, to touch on that, you know, you see these people right to travel, oh, I don't need a driver's license and all that nonsense. What you're talking about there, that congressman saying he's not welcome in his district, that really is the actual concept of right to travel, that as long as you're a United States citizen that's, you know, not wanted or anything like that, so you are allowed to travel freely throughout the United States. So, like, Indiana couldn't tell Ohio, you're not allowed to drive through Indiana anymore, and if we see Ohio plates, we're going to impound your car. The idea of right to travel is, as Americans, we have the right to travel freely anywhere within the United States. And then, you know, driver's license is an entirely different thing. You walk, you know, however you get there, you got the right to get there, whether you use a privilege or you use your feet. That's a different story. But so for him to even say, you know, first he's attacking the guy for his speech, and then he's retaliating by telling him he can't travel to a certain part of the country. What are we turning into? Like, what is this?
Well, see, I couldn't tell if this Representative Patronus from the Florida Panhandle...
You keep saying that, and if you know anything about Harry Potter, that's the... spell that he had to cast. So you keep saying it, it's just funny. It's one of the biggest spells throughout the entire series. So.
Well, I don't know if he was trying to be serious. I mean, he released this on X, so it wasn't like it was a press release from his office. So I don't really understand if he was just trying to show his outrage or what exactly was going on there. And by the way, I think you did a first here this morning, comparing Ron Prater to Jelly Roll. I don't think that's ever been done before.
Well, I think I actually compared him to the Spectre of Patronus spell from Florida.
Or just mentioning Jelly Roll and Ron Prater in the same sentence. That's never happened.
Hey, that's probably a once-in-a-lifetime. See the things that pop into my mind? But, so, the Florida Panhandle is a pretty busy area for concerts and tourists and things like that, and I bet they'd like Jelly Roll to come down there and put on one of them their concerts that he does. So for him to speak for an entire tourist area when he's just one person, well, if I was them, I might be sending some emails. On that note, it is time for someone else to speak and for me to behave myself and get some work done.
Well, thanks for calling.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye. All right, and again, the phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, from one of our listeners out there this morning, a jelly roll can mean a rolled sponge cake filled with jam, a bundle of pre-cut fabric strips used in quilting, or the stage, is that stage? Name of an American musician. So it's a lot of things. A jelly roll is rolled sponge cake filled with jam, a bundle of pre-cut fabric strips used in quilting, or the stage name of an American musician. Now, we obviously know the stage name of an American musician being Jelly Roll, but what in the world? A bundle of pre-cut fabric strips. That's a jelly roll. And also, the food item is rolled sponge cake filled with jam. Can you even roll sponge cake? Sponge cake doesn't seem like the most movable of the foods. Has anybody ever made a jelly roll? So am I to believe that you just go and you buy, let's say, a jar of Smucker's grape jelly. Smucker's grape jelly. And you get yourself some sponge cake. And you pour that grape jelly on the sponge cake. And then you roll it up. I don't even think you could roll it up. I think that would be impossible. It is sponge cake, right? Yeah, sponge cake. I don't think you could roll up sponge cake. I think that would be impossible. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That or this story with Jelly Roll and Representative Petronas of Florida. Do we still have free speech in this country? You know, I don't know. I guess. I mean, nobody... See, if nobody is hauling you in to jail for things that you have said, I guess you do have free speech. I think that's how that would probably be looked upon. Now, I will tell you something interesting. As many of you know, there was no city council meeting last night. There was no city council committee meeting last night because it was the fifth Monday of the month. Now, I went on social media last night and saw one person. Now, there could have been more, but I saw one person who I don't believe I've ever seen at a city council meeting, and they said something to the effect of, isn't it interesting the city is not streaming the meeting tonight because there's so much awful stuff going on in the city. Now, there was no meeting to be streamed because there was no meeting last night. So the city was not trying to hide anything. There just was no meeting last night. But this person was not even aware that there wasn't a meeting. Now, see, herein lies the problem. And I'm not saying you have to know city council's schedule. I mean, not everybody knows that. But that's the whole problem with this streaming live of city council meetings, which I have said many times. I think it's become a show for people. I think it's become kind of like a sporting event. They tune in on Monday night because they want to see a car crash. And when it's not there, they're upset, even though they have no intention of attending the meeting. They have no intention of being a part of it. I don't know. I think the whole thing's a little strange, to be honest with you. I'm not sure about that one. But when I saw that, I thought there's another good reason why these meetings should not be streamed. I just think that's not the way to go. All right, another comment here from a listener this morning. How do you think you roll a pumpkin roll? I don't think a pumpkin roll is sponge cake. I think a pumpkin roll is more like pound cake, isn't it? Wouldn't you say the consistency of a pumpkin roll is more like pound cake than sponge cake? I think you could roll pound cake. I don't think you could roll sponge cake. Now, come on, we've got some people out there listening today who are bakers, who know something about cooking. Certainly know more than I do. Although, we did make the Dolly Parton cornbread on this program last week, and that turned out rather nice. But has anybody ever made a jelly roll? And is it similar to a pumpkin roll? I think pumpkin rolls are made with pound cake. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz. I'd be interested to hear on this September 1st, 2026, 38 minutes past the hour. Now, you know something else we talked about yesterday, I believe for a second. And if we didn't talk about it on this program yesterday, we certainly did talk about it on the Facebook Live on Saturday night. If you don't live in the city, should you be allowed to have an opinion on city matters, things going on in the city? Now, I think that of course you should be able to. I don't think you vote, obviously, in the city, so you're not going to get a vote, but I think you can have an opinion on what's going on in the city, just like we just did this story on Jelly Roll. You know, I mean, we don't live in the Florida panhandle with Representative Petronas. We don't live with Jelly Roll, but we certainly have an opinion on what he's saying. So I don't understand where the idea has come about that if you don't live in the city, you can't have an opinion. I think you can have an opinion. Now, you're not going to get a vote, but you can certainly have an opinion. Now, I think the motivation behind you participating in some of these events, that might be need to be looked at. I mean, are you trying to cause problem in the city because you don't live in the city? That's a whole nother story. I mean, you're allowed to do it, but somebody might want to look at your motivation as to why you're doing it. I think there's that. All right. From another one of our listeners out here this morning, I never made a spin roll before, but I would think that you would bake it in a sheet pan like you do the pumpkin roll and probably cut it in half, carefully roll it. I guess that's on the jelly roll. I don't know. Give us a call out there, somebody. I'd be interested to have this conversation. You know, we've had so many of the serious conversations on this program. It's nice to have a less serious conversation this morning. I don't know. What do you think? Is a I don't think a jelly roll. Maybe a jelly roll would be made of pound cake. I don't know. But I think it's more, I would guess it's not sponge cake. I think it would be more pound cake. Isn't that right? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, we've become a baking show this morning. Looking for those baking answers. Or if you have any comments, by the way, on any of the things we normally talk about on this show, anything from heaven knows flat cameras to recycling in the city to the Dora. You know, we've never really fully flushed out that Dora conversation, which I think is an important conversation. That whole issue with the Dora, some people are rather against it. Drinking in having an area in downtown Marion where you can drink outside of the establishment and take that drink into another establishment as long as it allows it. But some people very against it, some people very for it. I don't know where the average citizen falls in that particular area. I would guess the people in downtown Marion are very much for this. I think they were probably the big pushers of it because they want people to come to downtown Marion. And if something seems like a good idea that could entice people to come down to downtown Marion, I'm sure they would be willing to do this. But phone lines are open here, and we've got 18 minutes left this hour. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. That's why we're here on this first day of September 2026. Can you believe we are already into the month of September, the ninth month of the year? So we've got October, November, December. 3 months from now, 90 days, it will be December the 1st. Isn't that depressing? That in 90 days, Thanksgiving will be over. That's how fast time moves by. You know, this is why we have to do the holistic medicine. We have to do the holistic medicine to keep ourselves in good shape so we can stay around as time goes along. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I just want to make a comment or two about Dolly Parton.
Oh, go ahead.
We've heard, all weekend and movies and so forth. Is she the only person in this country that has made that kind of money and spent it as she has spent it, and probably how her money will go on forever and ever? I mean, everything she done for kids, and it was all about reading, and all of these things. And, of course, you've seen the documentaries one right after the other on TV. But I'll tell you, she done a heck of a lot more for this country than Donald Trump has ever done.
Well, yeah, Dolly Parton's an interesting person. I last week, all I said, and I'll just touch on it for a second here, was I thought there would be more news on Dolly Parton's passing than there was. There was an awful lot, absolutely an awful lot. But I thought there would be more than there was, because she passed away, I think, a week ago today.
Yeah.
And and Dolly Parton certainly deserves the news. I'm not saying that at all. But when you look at her career, it's kind of interesting, because if you were going to play a lot of her hit songs, how many would there be that were number one hits? Probably just a few.
Well, but I'm talking about
how she spent her life
for the country.
Right, right. And Dolly Parton was very good at that. I think what she did for literacy was very good. I think, obviously, the things she did in her home state of Tennessee were very good. I mean, she did a lot of good. But see, this is where they always jump on entertainers and say, well, entertainers shouldn't have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you're right. I don't know. I think that Dolly Parton, I think she was great. I think she was a great entertainer. I think nobody is saying anything negative about her. I haven't heard any negative comments, really.
Well, that's what I said. It doesn't, and my God, I think I can remember years and years and years ago when Dolly Parton was probably, I don't know how old she was when she started singing. I mean, you know, whatever. But when you think of all she's done for flood victims and for all, that's, I mean, you heard of it at the time, but then this weekend they played all that stuff over and over, and how many people she employs at Dollywood and so on. Now, there's not very many people in the United States that has accomplished that much.
Well, I think Dolly Parton came from a very primitive background financially.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that she was able to accumulate that type of wealth that she felt that helping others was something that she could do.
And she had the money to do it, and it was so I said the whole weekend when they were playing, you know, clips of, I thought, boy, is that a feel-good time, you know. And like I said, I can remember Dolly Parton forever, and I never ever heard anything really negative about her.
No, I think she was one of those people who kind of kept her personal opinions to herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was not offensive to any group of people. And she was entertaining. I mean, she was definitely talented. My goodness. She had a tremendous amount of talent.
But look at the amount of money she made, and look at what she did with the money she made.
Yeah.
You know, she's kind of almost an angel, I guess you would say, for what she done for her fellow man, let's say.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. She never used profanity in things that she did. It was always very kid-friendly, senior citizen-friendly. She, I think, tried to make music that appealed to all people. I think that her movies were never controversial. She just wasn't controversial. And I think that is a breath of fresh air to a lot of people, because we are so opinionated these days. We are so, we lash out at anybody for anything. We really we're a very touchy society when it comes to that.
We all kind of live in our own little cave, and everything we think is absolutely correct. It doesn't matter what, whether it's the village council, the United States, the governor, the whoever. But and then I kind of go back to yesterday. Why do these candidates think that they do better if they look better, sound better than their candidate? And they bash their candidate all the time. I just think that's the American way.
I do think that people are changing, though, because there were some very rough Vivek Ramaswamy ads, and two of the most effective ads that I have seen that he has put out with 60-something days to go here in this election, you know, are the one with his barber and the one with his wife.
Right.
Now, neither one of those are negative at all. And they're all about him telling what a good guy he is. And mm-hmm. I think those ads are very effective, and I think those are the ones that do jump out at people. I haven't seen any like that in regard to Amy Acton yet, but I think Vivek is doing very good with that because he did have a long string of very negative ads there for a while.
Yeah, I think, but I just wanted to call in and chat about Dolly Parton and what a legacy she left and how many people in this world she helped while she was here.
Well, that's it. And I think, you know, we're learning a lot of the people about the people that she helped because I don't think she really bragged about it. I think she did it. And if it got news coverage, good. If it didn't, that was fine by her. And we're also learning a lot of the things that she did for her family, you know? I mean, apparently she was just a member of that family, and a lot of celebrities really aren't like that.
That's true. But when you think that she has this legacy about books for kids, you know, that don't cost anything, all you have to do is just apply, and these kids, from the time they're 2 years old on, get free books every month that doesn't cost anything, and because she wants, I guess her dad couldn't read.
Yeah, I guess that's the story behind that.
She wants everybody to be able to read.
Yeah.
So is that not quite the thing to leave behind?
You know, those are the type of legacies I think you want to leave behind. Nothing of anger, nothing of strife. I think just something positive.
Yeah, she kind of has a lot uplifting in this time of the country.
You know, I'll tell you something funny. I was at the grocery store yesterday, and a family came in, and they bought Dolly Parton instant TV dinners, Dolly Parton strawberry cake, and Dolly Parton cornbread. And they did that just in honor of Dolly Parton because of all the coverage there's been in the last week. And I thought, isn't that interesting that it's still affecting people in that way?
Yeah, I think. And she did, apparently she knew she had this cancer quicker than last week, but it wasn't headlines and it wasn't blown up and the photographers wasn't waiting outside the hospital waiting for her to die and all that. So it just was like, kind of like you'd think the American way should be.
Well, you know what? That is an interesting point because I've had that conversation with several people. I saw a psychiatrist talking about that on television last week, and they said they felt the reason that she did that was because she wanted to be remembered for her career, not for her illness.
Right.
And you know, you think about it, that's true. If you announce you have an illness like that, that's a story, and that becomes a big story. If it comes out after you've died that that's what you had, it's a little bit of a story, but it certainly doesn't overshadow what you've done.
Yeah, and you think, you know, her husband, and I don't remember if when he passed, if that was a big deal or whatever, or was it just quietly, that's just a process.
Well, I think it was rather quiet because I don't think we really ever saw much of him.
No. And to think they were married for all those years.
All those years. Yeah.
Weren't they married 60 years?
Something like that. Something
yeah.
like that. And the fact that, you know, I mean, I think a lot of this played into her ending last week. I mean, she did have cancer, but you know, her husband, her the love of her life, who she was married to for 50, 60 years, had died in the last year or so. Her brother had died in the last year or so. And I think that does take its toll on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I just wanted to, I guess, make a tribute to someone that really cared about the fellow man.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, and again, the phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. And I got a message here from our friend Bob, listening in Columbus. He said, I made my pumpkin roll with a regular cake recipe, but baked thin. And he sent me a picture of his pumpkin roll here. Now, the pumpkin roll looks good. Now, the pumpkin roll is interesting because I believe the pumpkin roll is made with cake and pumpkin. Isn't it pumpkin cake? Some kind of pumpkin cake? And then they have that white icing inside. What kind of icing is that in the pumpkin roll? Does anybody know? I really don't eat too many pumpkin rolls. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say in regard to Dolly Parton or jelly rolls or pumpkin spice or anything like that, feel free to give me a buzz. And as I was saying before the last caller, see, this is why you have to have the holistic medicine. Because if you do these things, castor oil in your belly button, and you go outside barefoot and you ground yourself. By the way, it's September. It's a good time for grounding because the weather's going to be very nice, very warm this week, so it's a good time for that. And you jump in the shower with cold water. If you do all of these things, you might live a longer life. And if you live a longer life, then you'll be around to see what happens around the corner. See, this is what it's all about. It all comes together in the end, doesn't it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, I'm being told that it's cream cheese in the center of the pumpkin roll. That is probably right. From one of our other listeners here, Dolly wrote over 3,000 songs, had 2 number one on the Billboard Hot 100, and more than 100 on the Billboard Hot Country Songs. This is what comes up if you Google how many hits did Dolly have. She also had numerous hits and made top 10 on the different lists. Well, she certainly did. I mean, she was a mainstay for so many years. And I appreciate the information this morning on Dolly Parton. She was a classic, that's for sure. And I don't think anybody will forget her music or her movies or... You know, the other day, I was talking about her movies. And I said, really, the only hit movie that she ever really had was 9 to 5. But you know, I forgot Steel Magnolias. Somebody reminded me of Steel Magnolias the other day. I mean, she wasn't the star of that movie. I would say the star was probably Sally Field, and maybe the second star was Julia Roberts. But boy, that movie plays all the time. And there was a time when that movie played almost back to back to back to back. I mean, you had all those great actresses in that movie, Shirley MacLaine and Olympia Dukakis and Daryl Hannah and Dolly Parton and Julia Roberts and Sally Field. I mean, that was a big, big, strong, action-packed cast. Now, that movie did very well. And again, I think it showed that Dolly Parton was willing to be part of a group. She didn't have to be the main character. Certainly in that movie, she was not the main character. I think it was Sally Field, and I think Sally Field probably turned in the best performance in that movie. But, she was a classic. She was one of a kind. All right, another message out here this morning from a listener. A holistic medicine comment. How did you know I was listening today? Well, you know, I have that ESP. I have a little touch of that ESP. See, that comment implies so much. How did you know I was listening today? That implies that you don't listen very often. See, that's not very good. That's not a positive comment. We don't like that sort of thing. But yes, I do like to drop the holistic medicine conversation comments in every so often. I feel it's very important to let people know some alternative methods that people use in their health journey over the years, I guess I should say. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, feel free to give me a buzz. I always enjoy hearing from the listening audience. And if anybody can tell me what a jelly roll is, I'd be glad to know. Because I don't believe you can roll up sponge cake. Now, you might be able to roll up pound cake, but I don't think you can roll up sponge cake. Oh, my goodness, the break time's already here. We're going to take a break. We're coming back with much more on the other side of this short but important break. News and weather coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but